This is JIS News. Coming up, $21 million U.S. dollar contract signed for Portmore wastewater system upgrade. Government reiterates commitment to public-private partnership agenda and House opens debate on Companies Amendment Act. Details after this message. Stay with us.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on!
Hey.
He my idiot or what?
What he ma listen to all? Me can hear it from right, yes.
He not even hear the man a blowing car horn, you know? He ma go get licked!
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh, I dead him dead, you know?
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. The wastewater systems in Portmore St. Catherine are to undergo major rehabilitation work following the signing of a $21 million U.S. dollar contract. The project is being funded under the National Water Commission K-Factor program. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project signals the government's commitment to enhancing the environmental health of the community and the overall health and safety of residents.
The contract also represents our commitment to the continued economic growth of Portmore and its environs and an improvement in the standard of living for its residents. In addition, upon completion, the project will benefit approximately 200,000 persons in Portmore and will yield returns through savings generated by consolidating sewage treatment operations from the existing four to the single Soapbury location.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the Portmore Sewage Project Thursday. The project will involve the installation of sewer pipelines between the transfer pumping stations and the Soapbury water treatment plant. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the government is committed to increasing partnerships with the private sector through its public-private partnership PPP agenda. Mr. Hilton says the government is moving to implement several measures to reform the business environment and encourage investment from the private sector.
If we are to achieve the goals of the National Development Plan of Vision 2030 to make Jamaica the choice of place to live, work, raise family, and to do business, the Jamaican economy must be transformed into one which is essentially private sector led.
The minister was speaking at the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ's, annual members' Christmas luncheon Wednesday. Debate on the Companies Amendment Act is now underway in the House of Representatives. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, who piloted the legislation Tuesday, says when passed, the act will improve the way business is done in Jamaica. He says the bureaucratic process to incorporate and register a new company or business in Jamaica has rendered the system highly inefficient. Presently, persons registering a new company or business name are required to visit multiple government offices in order to submit information.
This bill provided for the creation of a one-stop shop at the Companies Office of Jamaica, which will allow persons to register new companies and businesses at one place by completing a single business registration form along with other supporting documents.
The bill is expected to be passed at the next sitting of the House, after which it will be sent to the Senate for its approval. And Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says reform of the labor market is necessary if the country is to retain its qualified workers who will play a key role in the nation's economic development. He says labor reform involves more than simply boosting productivity at the level of the firm, but is crucial if we are to create an environment which can sustain social stability and social inclusion.
If we want to reverse the brain drain, if we want to improve our own conditions of life here in Jamaica that will retain our sons and daughters for national development, then we need to embark upon this labor reform process.
Minister Phillips was addressing the staging of a labor market forum in Kingston Tuesday. The two-day forum, spearheaded by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, was held under the theme Reshaping the Jamaican Labor Market to Foster Economic Growth and Development. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.